Good afternoon on another cold winter day across eastern New York and western New England. Though I will argue, yes, it's still cold, it's not quite as harsh as it has been over the past few days. Temperatures are a couple of degrees warmer. Also, there's not much wind, and with a little bit of sun getting through during the day, it doesn't feel quite as biting as it has. We'll call this a bit of a break because we have some active weather over the next few days. First in the storm form tomorrow with some snow tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then we will see another shot of cold arrive in our area for Thursday night. And it looks like the coldest weather of the season so far will settle in for Thursday night through Saturday night. And we're talking about bitterly cold air. And then when you factor in the wind, some dangerously cold wind chill values. First, we'll talk about the snowstorm, as that is coming first. And I will say, if you have evening plans, I don't think there's going to be any problems in terms of weather. It'll be a cold night, of course, but I don't expect any snow before midnight. Then after midnight, we're likely to see snow develop, especially for areas along and south of I-90. So by tomorrow morning, the snow is probably breaking out along the I-90 corridor for the morning commute. Expect slippery travel conditions, especially from the I-90 corridor on south for the morning ride tomorrow. Then through the day, the snow will spread from south to north across the area. So by the evening commute, it looks like we'll have snow falling pretty much everywhere with slippery travel conditions. The snow will wind down tomorrow night. In terms of amounts, the heaviest will be to the east. So for the Connecticut River Valley, basically the I-91 corridor, we're looking at about 6 to 10 inches of snow. Amounts will fall off farther west. So basically west of the Connecticut River, east of the Hudson River, we're looking at about 3 to 7 inches of snow accumulation. And then for areas west of the Hudson River, amounts would be generally lighter in the range of about 2 to 3 inches. So it's not going to be a big snowstorm for us, but we certainly do need to be prepared for some slippery travel conditions. The bigger concern really is the cold, as the storm rapidly deepens to our east late tomorrow and tomorrow night. It's going to pull down that very cold air from the north, and we are looking at those potentially dangerous wind chill values arriving tomorrow night, and the core of the cold is overhead for Friday and Saturday. In fact, on Saturday, temperatures in Albany may not get above zero, which is fairly rare around here, so we'll see how that plays out. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow likely, turning breezy, high around 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow, especially late, low 5 to 10. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow likely, breezy, high around 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, snow developing after midnight, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of snow, turning windy, high 20 to 25. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming cloudy with light snow breaking out late at night, low 10 to 15. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow likely, turning breezy with a high around 20. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of snow showers and possible snow squalls, especially north and west of Albany. Windy and very cold, with highs in the single digits above and below zero. And on Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and very cold, with highs in the single digits above and below zero. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.